Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Anyone farming at the moment will be having a very difficult time with the weather, but those living near Loch Fonshne in County Roscommon are having it particularly tough. People who are living and farming nearby now fear that the water in the loch could surpass record levels, meaning the nearby homes and farmland could disappear. In 2021, efforts to install an overflow pipe by Roscommon County Council using emergency powers were halted following a successful legal action by the Friends of the Irish Environment, who warned it could cause unintended and catastrophic ecological impacts. Lawrence Fallon is an independent councillor, and he's now appealing to Fine Gael leader Simon Harris to visit the area and help reach a resolution that will allow flood mitigation to be carried out while ensuring that the special area of conservation is protected. And Lawrence is on the line. Good morning, Lawrence.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, just so people understand what we're talking about here, it's not a community built on a floodplain, is it? It's happening because the loch is a turlock, a disappearing lake, but the big problem is it's not disappearing anymore.
Oh, absolutely not. This is not a floodplain. Just to give you a clear understanding why it's not a floodplain, the site of the old Ballet Castle is now 2 metres underwater, and certainly a castle was never built on a floodplain. And there were numerous records going back that shows this lake is at a totally new level. It's at least 3.5 metres higher than it should be in a normal winter.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty for us is that the drainage of this river, this turlock or lake as it would be now, because it's no longer a turlock, is through underground caverns to limestone rock. There are 5 streams and rivers coming into it, but the only outlet is underground caverns. And this lake has begun to change in the way it was operating, I'd say about 2010. But certainly since 2015, it has been on a totally new level where it has risen dramatically and it has not come down at the level in the summer that it should have gone down in. So it's no longer a turlock. Everything in the lake is dead. It was a very special area of conservation and an NHA area. And farmers around the lake, all 42 of them, understood that and protected the way they farmed around the lake. We are tragically looking now at trees up to 50 years old that are dead. Every plant that was extremely rare is now dead as well. We had a solution to put in a pipe to take away the excess water from the normal high winter level. We were not talking about draining the lake. It was 75% in when the Friends of the Irish Environment stopped to a High Court action. We currently have one house destroyed and gone. We have 3 more being protected by pumps that are under the level of the lake. And we have 4 farmyards that have been destroyed. We currently have 4 large pumps using thousands of litres of diesel 24/7 protecting the families. The lake has now reached a new level. It's 1.69 metres higher than it was this time last year. We are on the edge of a catastrophe where up to 3 houses could be flooded overnight if a pump failed or a dam was to burst. And what we need is urgent action to take a quantity of water immediately out of the lake and in the longer term to allow the pipe to go in to restore the lake to its natural level and save the environment as well.
So Lawrence, like, we know about that legal action, we've explained that, but what it means is that the flood relief works can't be completed right now. So what is it that you want Simon Harris and the government to do?
Well, I suppose the reason I have written to Simon Harris is very clear. We had a process in place where Roscommon County Council, working with the OPW, were doing a number of assessments to find a way to finish that pipe, but it was taking a period of time. A crisis was there all along, but this is now an extreme crisis where whole villages are under pressure. And unless we can remove a quantity of water in the near future by some pumping mechanism, I fear we're going to lose the villages because there's no great sign of fine weather. And the lake continues to rise at about 10 millimetres a day. And with that happening, it's only a matter of time. So the urgent crisis is there. If we had 5 inches of snow, we would declare a national emergency in the country. Why can't we declare a national emergency in Loch Fonshne and get the government to implement the national emergency plan to save this village before it's totally destroyed?
All right, well, I want to bring in Eamon Leonard and Eamon's son, John. Good morning, Eamon.
Morning, Claire.
Thanks very much for being with us, and John too.
Thanks.
Morning, Claire.
I know your land is in this area. Like, can you tell us what that rising water level, which Lawrence explained very well, what is that like for you? What's the impact on you and the farm?
This all started back in 1990, and the water came on the road for the first time in a foot and a half, and Roscommon County Council raised the road, and that was fine until 1995 when it came a foot higher, and Roscommon County Council raised the road again. But in 2016, no one could believe what happened. It came 6 foot higher than it was in 95. The water came within 6 inches of going into our sheds. And I used to be there and I used to say, what's going to happen if it goes in and brings the slurry out in the out of the sheds? Like, and getting back to your question, I have to drive 7 miles from my house to get to the shed every morning, and that could go on for 4 or 5 times in the day.
And how far away is the shed as the crow flies?
Oh, 5 minutes.
Right.
5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes.
But to get around the lake, you have to go the 7 mile journey.
I have to go. Yeah, and that could happen. Let's say I started lambing in January, and I remember getting up here at 5 or 6 o'clock and having to hit off down the road, down a bindy road, bad mornings, and I'd look down at the shed and I'd say, what's going to be wrong today? How am I going to get into this shed? You know, and if I have to get a vet, I remember one time when we were doing, I think it was in 16, when we were having a hair test, I had to put the vet into the tractor. Driver through 2.5 foot of water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that you come back up to the house then, and you're here, and the mental effect, and you're not talking, and family is onto you. Why aren't you talking? And you say, so what can I talk about? It's nothing I can talk about. Only one thing: the flooding in our Mullen. It puts such a heartbreak on everybody here. So.
Yeah, and John, I'm sure it's the same for you, and even hearing Eamon talking about having to put the vet into the tractor, like, you can't drive machinery through that water. Like, you're going to end up in big trouble if you do that with your machines.
Yeah, well, we're forced to drive through it. Like, we've no other choice. We have to get into our livelihood. And it's costing, you're paying big money then to repair damage when it does break. Like, I remember taking seals and axles out of the tractor, and we had to gas them out, and just steam rising up out of the water, like where the water was burning in it, trying to get them out.
Mm-hmm.
Just seals damaged and everything. It's just thousands of euros it's costing.
But do you see your future, John, on the land?
Not there, to be honest. It's hard enough to make money out of farming as it is, besides having to put yourself through that day in and day out.
Mm-hmm. So it might not be an option for you if a solution isn't found, is what you're saying.
Yeah, just to see all what you've grown up with and looked forward to working with and working on the land all my life and all my childhood now. It's all been washed away, literally.
Mm-hmm. And Eamon, you've cameras, have you, on the cows that might be going into calf, but you still have to, if you see that happening, you still have to get in and drive the 7 miles to get to them.
That's right, yeah. I was the far side of the shed the other Monday, and I just looked at the camera, the phone, and I'd say it was about 50, 70 yards away from the shed. If there was no wall in the shed, I could see the cow calving. I had to turn around and get into the Jeep and drive. Now, that's over 7 miles to get from one side of the shed to the other to get to the cow that was calving.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was fine. Calf was up sucking. Again, I got over. But it could be the other way. If the calf was born and something on his head, that was it, gone.
I'd say, I mean, you grew up there, and you would have seen the Turlough come and go over the years. You've never seen anything like this, have you?
No, absolutely nothing. When I was a young lad, I used to get a lift to school. And I was, you know, you'd be watching the water there. And you'd say, will it come on the road today? Now, the road was 2.5 feet lower that time than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And never came. It never came on the road. And I remember we'd be out and we'd be counting the swans. There could be 50, 60, 70 swans on the lake. And you could see them all going down, putting their necks down in the water to get fed. That's all gone now. There's two swans in it now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the water is too deep. The water is too deep for the swans to go down.
And have you lost... Go ahead.
Actually, the two swans in 21, there's one particular spot in our field which we can't get up to, I'd say, until about May this year. The gate is completely covered. But anyway, to get back to the swan, she always hatches on a bit of a hill. And that's going on for years. But the water had the bit of a hill covered. So she came over straight in front of our gate into the shed and hatched. And she had two eggs laid. And I used to love going out looking at the eggs and the swan hatching. You could see them so close. And it came down one morning. All gone. The water had dropped that little bit. Something had got in. The two eggshells was left on the... out from the thing. And would you believe what she did? She went back again and made the nest on the old spot that she always nested and had one egg. They had one egg and had one chick. So that was two. She had one out of three.
And tell me, why do you think it is that the swans have reduced so much?
Because a swan turns her neck straight down into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And she picks the grass and whatever is on the bottom of the water. And that's what they feed on.
So it's too deep now.
They're not able to go down. They're not able. The water is so deep now, they're not able to go down.
So listen, you're worried about the farm and about access and all of this. And you have neighbours there who are afraid for their homes.
Oh, yeah. There's an elderly couple just east of our sheds now. And I see the water is on the road today. 2016, they weren't able to get out of that house. They used to have to go out into the field at the back of the house and cross over a ditch and walk 200 yards across the field to get out onto the road. Myself and John used to bring in kerosene in 20 litre drums to put into the oil thing for them to keep heat.
Mm-hmm.
Another woman, the west side, has to go to the shop, has to go to mass. The people on the east can make mass in 5 minutes. Woman on the west takes her 20 or 25 minutes.
And you
met at mass last Sunday,
yeah,
or 2 weeks ago. They live about 400 metres apart. And the first thing they said, we have to come to mass to talk.
Because they can't reach each other. And Eamon, you support what Lawrence is calling for Simon Harris now to get involved. Would you welcome a visit from him?
Absolutely. It's about time that somebody started coming down.
All right.
I think we're just being pushed over. It's, you know, same thing, and nothing has been done.
Well, look, we'll leave it there for now, Eamon and John, but we'll keep in touch with you and let's see what happens. Eamon Leonard and John Leonard, and we also spoke to independent councillor Lawrence Fallon. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.